The $3 trillion coronavirus relief bill, known as the HEROES Act, would give $1 trillion to states, local governments, and tribes, and $200 billion in hazard pay for essential workers. It would offer $1,200 in direct cash aid to individuals, up to $6,000 per household. It would also extend unemployment benefits and allot $75 billion more for virus testing. $25 billion would prop up the Postal Service. House Rules Committee Chairman, Massachusetts Democrat Jim McGovern, outlines other main aspects of the bill.
The HEROES Act provides historic levels of funding for state and local governments to pay teachers, healthcare workers, and first responders who keep us all safe. It includes additional funding for tracing, treatment, and testing of the virus. It establishes a HEROES Fund to provide hazard pay for essential workers. And it also provides billions of dollars so that states can prepare to hold federal elections during a public health emergency, including early voting and vote by mail. I'm especially proud that the legislation includes a 15% increase in the maximum SNAP benefit, as well as the bipartisan bicameral FEED Act. These provisions will help address the hunger crisis in this country, the scale of which we haven't seen since the 1930s.
The package would also continue through January the $600 per week boost to unemployment benefits. And it adds new subsidies for laid-off workers to pay health insurance premiums under a COBRA law and a special Obamacare sign-up period. For businesses, it provides an employee retention tax credit. But Republicans say they're wary of passing another round of aid and say the new package is too partisan. Here's Oklahoma Representative Tom Cole.
Today's legislative hearing is on what the majority is calling the HEROES Act, but what is better described as an 1,800-page liberal pipe dream. Indeed, there are very few liberal policy ideas the majority has not tried to squeeze into this bill. But what's most egregious is that the bill is simply a Democratic agenda masquerading as a response to the coronavirus pandemic.
The bill would also create a housing assistance fund to help people pay off rents and mortgages. It would put another $10 billion into the payroll protection program. While Republicans oppose it, some progressives say the legislation doesn't go far enough. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders said it should give more than $1,200 to each individual. This is as the nation's employment rates reach 36 million. As the coronavirus spreads throughout the U.S. Capitol, members of the Rules Committee passed a resolution to let representatives vote by proxy while they remain at home to help Congress social distance and honor the Capitol's stay-at-home orders. California Democrat Norma Torres says proxy voting will help keep both representatives and Capitol staff safe during the pandemic.
I have a pre-existing condition, and when I got on the plane yesterday, I was scared to death. And I have made a commitment to my staff, to my family, that if that plane was more than 70% occupied, I would immediately get off of it before taking off, because I am not willing to risk my life for this. And I don't think that we should be asking our staffs to risk their lives simply because we're afraid of a new system.
As part of the proposal, House members who would like to vote by proxy must submit specific instructions to a lawmaker to cast the vote on their behalf. Republicans have staunchly opposed the plan. They say it's unconstitutional for representatives not to vote in person. Proxy voting would be a first for Congress, which has required representatives to be there in person essentially since its founding. According to Roll Call, the full House is expected to vote on the HEROES Act and proxy voting tomorrow. Reporting for KPFA Pacifica Radio, I'm Kate Ida.